And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no distance.
AM 1450 KATE, time to talk some Albert Lea wrestling here on this Friday edition of Afternoons with Aaron. Couple of big duels for Albert Lea last night. They were in Northfield to take on the Raiders and the Faribault Falcons. To recap last night's matches, head coach of Albert Lea, Tyler Vogt, joins us. And Tyler, a good afternoon. How's your Friday going?
Hey, good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's recap. And before we talk about the two matches, what was the schedule for last night? Who wrestled first, then second, and then third?
So we wrestled Northfield right away. And then after our Northfield duel, we wrestled Faribault. And then after Faribault and Northfield wrestled.
Okay, so you guys got the first two matches of the night.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Northfield matchup, a 51-21 victory over a Northfield. And once again, those early weights, Michael Olson, Avon Wasmone, Logan Davis, Brody Ignashevsky, Nick Corman, Maverick Attic, Mason Avic, or Attic. Your team got off to a very fast start, and we know kind of those lower weights and middle weights are the strength of your team.
Yep.
Yeah,
about it was a good duel for us. I thought we matched up really well with Northfield, and everybody wrestled really hard, and I thought that we talk about things that we don't want to do in a duel, and giving up bonus points is one of them. So we didn't give up bonus at 106. We didn't give up bonus at heavyweight. Heavyweight was actually a really good match for Ben Schwemmer. He went out there and wrestled a little bit of a barn burner and ended up going to overtime. And that was really fun. Good to see all of our guys get into it and get excited. That's what all of our duels should look like.
51-21 victory against Northfield. Was there any matches against a Northfield that were kind of toss-ups and your team got wins at that weight class?
I think heavyweight was one of them.
Okay.
170 was another one. That was a close match. But I think everything else seemed to fall right into place.
Yeah, 170, Derek McMillan picking up an 18-11 victory. Again, 51-21 victory over Northfield. Tigers at that point 7-0 in the Big Nine Conference. Then you guys wrestled Faribault last night. And going into that matchup, on paper, when you looked at this duel, what was your team maybe a not favorite against Faribault? Were there some matches that you needed to turn to win? What was kind of the scouting report going into that duel against the Falcons?
I'm a little biased, but I thought our team was more than good enough to go win that duel. And there was a couple matches that did not go as expected, and they wrestled better than us last night.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of the results, and you talk about giving up the bonus points, and it looks like at some weight classes there was a decent number of falls from a 145 to 152, and then 160, your team losing by fall in all three weight classes. And obviously, those bonus points hurt when you have, such a close duel.
Yeah, for sure.
43-28 loss to Northfield. Then Faribault, they come out and they wrestle Northfield in the final matchup. And Northfield beats Faribault. So your team's got one loss in the Big Nine Conference. Faribault's got one loss in the Big Nine Conference. Northfield, they have two losses now. And I'm assuming with that Northfield win against Faribault, after your team lost to Faribault, you're probably cheering for Northfield. That definitely helps you guys in the Big Nine Conference standings.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I think Rochester Mayo still has to wrestle Faribault. But this year, the Big Nine seems to be kind of anybody's to win. Owatonna just beat Rochester Mayo last night. Northfield's beating Faribault. Very close there at the top.
Tyler Vogt, head coach Albert Lea Wrestling here on Kate Radio. And for those that don't follow wrestling close, and you look at this matchup last night, and again, your team beats Northfield, but Northfield beats Faribault, and Faribault beats Albert Lea. Sometimes it all depends on matchups, and some teams obviously match up better with others compared to other matchups.
Yep, absolutely. I thought we matched up really well with Northfield and Faribault. They matched up really well against us, and that really helped them.
Now, Tyler, this is probably a good amount of time that the wrestling team has had off between maybe a tournament or duels this year. You guys don't wrestle until Thursday. What are you guys going to do with that time off? I mean, it's probably a good part of the season to get some extra practice in.
Yeah, I think, just kind of going back to the basics and reviewing a lot of the things that we maybe didn't have enough time to review because we were focused on, keeping our conditioning up. And we didn't want to lose anything in that aspect. So, this is a good opportunity for us to slow down a little bit, review some of the technique that maybe needs a little work, sharpen up on all those things, and get ready to go wrestle Owatonna.
When it comes to your starting lineup right now, is the lineup pretty much set for Owatonna, or do you have any guys that'll have to wrestle off during practice?
No, I think the lineup's pretty much set.
Now let's talk about Owatonna coming up on Thursday. All the action right here on Kate Radio from the Ori Jirly Gymnasium. And let's talk about Owatonna. Just give us your look at the Huskies. We'll talk more coming up on Thursday on our pre-match show. But going into that matchup, how does the matchup look for Albert Lee? I mean, is it one that favors us? Is it one where we might have to pick up a couple of wins that on paper we might not be favored? How does that matchup look?
It's tough because with a rivalry as big of a deal as Owatonna and Albert Lee, even if there's matchups on paper that you think that you should win, you just never know, right? So whatever team is ready to wrestle that night, that's the team that's going to end up winning.
Now, Tyler, we know you graduated from Owatonna. This will be your first matchup as a head coach. You have been an assistant coach before, taking on your alma mater. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. That'll be fun.
Again, Owatonna coming up on Thursday night. And we should mention, Tyler, that there's a lot of wrestling, youth wrestling going on tomorrow. If wrestling fans and non-wrestling fans want to check out a lot of the future Tigers wrestling at the high school.
Yeah, we have our annual Corey Goodnature Memorial Wrestling Tournament tomorrow. It's open to all K through 8 wrestlers. Weigh in 7:30 to 8:30. Wrestling, I think, starts at 10. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a format set up, and hopefully there's going to be a lot of people coming out to watch all of our Albert Lee wrestlers, and hopefully there's a lot of wrestlers from outside of Albert Lee that come and participate in this tournament as well.
Tyler, talk about the youth program for wrestling here in Albert Lee, because we know any successful junior varsity or varsity a team, it all starts when they're younger. I mean, these kids, as soon as they can walk almost, some of them are out there wrestling already. Talk about the Albert Lee youth program, because we know it's had a lot of success over the years, which has led to, obviously, success at the varsity level.
Yeah. So right now we have about 100-ish kids that are wrestling K through 5, pre-K through 5. And our head youth coach right now is Josh Inuseski, who is an Albert Lee alum. And Paul Durban is our current youth director, our K-8 youth director. So he kind of helps coordinate all of our events that we send our wrestlers to. And then Josh does a lot of the coaching, runs the practices. But it seems to be going very well. They just went up to the Brawl at St. Michael Albertville, which is a very, very tough tournament, dual tournament, and they went 2-3, and I think they took second place in their last bracket that they were in.
Now, did you say 100-plus kids, K through 5?
Yeah.
You got to be very happy as a head coach with those numbers.
Absolutely. If that continues to trend upwards, I think that sets us up for success in the long term.
Tyler Vogt, head coach of the Albert Lee wrestling team here on Kate Radio. Again, they split their duels last night. They're now 7-1 in the Big 9 Conference. Again, still in line to a win, at least a portion of the Big 9 Conference, a title. Of course, big matchup against Owatonna coming up on Thursday. We'll have that match for you right here on Kate Radio. Tyler, like always, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you before the match on Thursday.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. One thing I just wanted to mention before I go off, next Thursday is our alumni night. hoping to see our gym packed with all sorts of Albert Lea wrestling alumni, hoping that it's electric in the gymnasium next Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if you can't get out to the matchup, all the action here on KATE. Tyler, thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.